I'm ready. Are you ready, Mark?
I'm ready. What about you guys up there?
This is a wedding podcast by Tree Studio,
where you can find your new weekly wedding insight.
Unsure about which venue is best for you?
Or are you choosing the right photographer?
Turn your dial up.
You're now listening to
Tree Studio Wedding Podcast.
Hi guys, this is Mark from Tree Studio. So today, we are doing something that all couples have been long waiting for. In this episode, we're going to review our top 7 wedding receptions in the Yarra Valley. And what makes it even more exciting is we're going to review their highlights as a wedding venue, as well as their pricing. So let's get on to it. And our number one pick today will be the Stones of the Yarra Valley. And we're not giving any prize for guessing this one right, as the Stones has remained as the one of the most sought after wedding destination in the Yarra Valley, for good reasons. And as a regular guest of the Stone, each year we shoot numerous weddings there. And what we like about the Stones is their large seating capacity, fitting up to 200 guests. So even if you've got a small or large wedding, they can cover it for you. And what I also love about the Stones is the flexibilities they offer to their couples. For your wedding ceremony, you can choose from the multiple breathtaking garden locations. And during the evening, you can choose from the stable as well as the barn. You can find it really fit you well from even small to large sized weddings. And during the day, your wedding preparation can be organized at either the rustic farmhouse at the Mileto's or the day room. And this all-in-one wedding venue ensures minimum traveling of you on your wedding day. So instead of worrying running late to your wedding ceremony, so you can enjoy the peace of mind at the Stones. And for your wedding ceremonies, Stones offer you the choice to tie the knot either in the romantic rough rendered chapel or outside on the lush lawn in front of the vines and the iconic old tree. And I'm sure most of the couples would choose the chapel to get married, simply because this place is just breathtaking. The soaring ceilings, stained glass windows, and sweeping views across arcs of vines. The chapel is truly one of a kind, with seating on handcrafted timber pews under a rustic chandelier. The chapel encompasses all of the romance, elegance, and solitude of a rural place of worship. However, if you are a natural lover, it's worth doing your wedding ceremony outside on the lush lawn. But just keep in mind, if you are holding your wedding ceremony outside on the lawn during the afternoon, be aware of the harsh sunlight in the Yarra Valley. And after you are officially married, your wedding photographer will take you to explore the endless photo opportunities at the Stones. So at Tree Studio, usually after our couples are married, we will do some location photos, starting at the entry of the chapel, with the wooden door and the white walls at the background. Then, we will move to the backside of the church, which is another famous photo point at the Stones, which is another must-do photo locations at the Stones. It's got the white wall as well as the green ivies, providing a stunning background for your wedding day photos. Then, we can take the bridal party and move to the vines at the side, with the 8 oak trees providing a stunning background. After that, we can move on to the lush lawns on the left side of the vines and do some walking shots with the great sunlight. And at Stones, it's got your evening night reception party sorted. So you've got the stable as well as the barn for your choices for the reception. And the stables at Stones is the perfect setting for a small intimate wedding, ranged for 40 to 63 seated guests. With its rough hewn timbers, century-old brickwork, and stunning Tunsan-inspired courtyard, the stables at Stones provides a truly unique and beautifully intimate settings. And the barn at the Stones of the Yarra Valley remain as the most sought-after and iconic reception choices for the wedding couples. With its elm trees and fountains, a reception in this historic Stones barn can accommodate up to 200 seated guests.
And what I love about the bomb is also how much room they offer the couples to decorate their centerpieces for the weddings. Only the couple's imagination will be the limit for the interior decorations. From hanging the centerpieces from the top or simply leave it on the ground, these beautiful interior settings boost the centerpieces even more. And at the end of the party, you can even arrange a sparkler exit. The friendly staff there will provide everything you needed for a great sparkler shot. And that's enough talking about the venue. Now we're gonna move on to the pricing of the stones. The pricing plays one of the most important roles in the decision making during a couple's wedding planning. And at the stones, your venue hire will be starting from $2,000 for the bomb. And your meal and beverage will start from $230 per head. And there will be a minimum spending during the off-season from $20,000 and $25,000 during the peak seasons. Definitely not the cheapest out there in the Yarra Valley. And our second pick today will be the Combe in Yarra Valley. As the historical home of one of Australia's most famous women, Nellie Melba, the Combe Yarra Valley offers unique heritage buildings inside exquisitely manicured gardens. And just like the stones, the Combe is also one of the biggest receptions in the Yarra Valley area. And what we love about the Combe is also their large seating capacities. And what we love about the Combe is their large seating capacity available, as well as the ceremony and venue location choices. Although there is no room for the accommodation at the Combe, meaning for the morning getting ready, you will have to do either your house or find another place on the Airbnb. And hiring a limo also is a good idea, as the Combe has a great place to park your limo for later the limo shots after the ceremony. For your wedding ceremony at the Combe, you've got several garden locations available for you and your loved ones to tie the knot. And the most popular ceremony location is the garden under the giant trees. And many people believe the giant trees also symbolize the couple growing old together. However, if your wedding day's weather turns out to be not so good, you can also do indoor ceremony at the Melba Gallery, as well as setting up a marquee. And from a wedding photographer's perspective, the Combe Cottage at the Yarra Valley really provides lots of photo opportunities all in one location. And we can do photos either at the famous cottage rooftop, as well as the gardens, or simply just have a walk on the grassland during the sunset hours if you are a candid photo lover. And during the night, you'll be sitting in the historic clock towers, offers up to 150 seating for you and your guests. Personally, I particularly love Nellie's homestead with its vine-covered outdoor spiral staircase, and this is one of the most iconic photo locations for the weddings at Combe. And for the pricings, your wedding venues at the Combe will start from $2,500 for the venue hires. And for a sit-down wedding receptions at the Combe, you'll be looking at $215 per head. And for a cocktail package, you can fit up to 200 guests with a cost of $7,500 per head. And in my eyes, although the stones offer lots of photo opportunities and photo locations just on site for their wedding couples, the Combe's wedding package's pricings are more approachable in fact. And the number 3 pick today will be the Immerse of the Yarra Valley. Nested in the scenic Yarra Valley, the Immerse is the wedding reception destination every couple dream about. The breathtaking wedding venues, as well as the picture-perfect scenic and boutique winery all rolled into one place. And when you're arriving at the Combe, when you're arriving at the Immerse, the first thing you will notice is how welcoming the staff is. And what we love about the Immerse of the Yarra Valley is that not only they've got accommodations available on site for their wedding couples and the guests, as well as the beautiful scenic you will enjoy on your wedding day. not only you will be benefiting from the magnificent backdrop of the Yarra Valley, there is a lake and a bridge on the venue providing you extra photo opportunities. For your wedding ceremonies at the Immerse, you've got heaps of choices as well. You can choose to say I do either in the Vineyard Chapel, the Paddock, or the Garden Chapel. And to me, the Vineyard Chapel is simply a beautiful place. With soaring floor to the ceiling window, you will feel like you are outside, but in fact, you are safely protected from the weathers. And with the stunning view of the Yarra Valley, the paddock underneath the trees is a great place to tie the knot, as it's got the stunning views of the Yarra Valley as the backdrop for your wedding day ceremony photos. However, the Garden Chapel has been my personal favorite for wedding ceremony places at Immerse. Setting directly in front of the lake, it's got the most lovely water views, an absolute gorgeous place to say I do. And your evening reception will be held at the historic restaurant. With the ceiling window together with the stone wall, it really provides the guest with the rustic feeling. And from a wedding photographer's point of view, the Immerse at the Yarra Valley is the perfect wedding reception for you. With its stunning views and historical building, it's got all locations wrapped into one place for endless photography opportunities for your wedding day. And at the Immerse of the Yarra Valley, they will charge you a site fee of $2,000 for your ceremonies on site. And for your meals and beverage, it will start from $150 per head in the low season to $180 per head in the high season. And the number 4 pick of the receptions in the Yarra Valley today will be the Acacia Ridge. And if you're looking for a marquee style wedding with high affordability, then look no further than the Acacia Ridge. And what's even more amazing is that they don't even charge a site fee for ceremonies on site. So definitely one of the most bang for the buck wedding receptions out there. Set back from the Melbourne Highway at Yarra Glen, the Acacia Ridge is one of the wedding venues that benefits from the far-reaching views over the vineyard to the high mountains beyond. If you're looking for a venue that is rustic yet elegant to match your wedding style, this should be the one for you. There are several shelters set in the venue, including the historic miner's hut, the old rustic barn, as well as the famous marquee. However, having the ceremony outdoor on the lawn remains the most popular location for couples to say I do. Standing in front of the vineyard, you can enjoy the expansive view of the Yarra Valley. During the night, you'll be enjoying the great Moscato, which I like, straight from the venue, while partying hard in the marquee. With the large open-air clear walls, the marquee allows you to be among the picturesque vineyard while being protected from the cold and the wind. And in my opinion, the Acacia Ridge remains the best option for couples who are planning a rustic style wedding. It's versatile in size, also it's got the best affordability amongst other wedding venues in the Yarra Valley. And it's got endless photo opportunities as well. After the ceremony, you can start your photo sessions at the vineyard and then move over to the old barn as well as the miner's hut. And as we mentioned, the Acacia Ridge doesn't charge the site fee at all, which is very, very rare for receptions in the Yarra Valley. And they also have a very affordable beverage and meal price, starting from $115 per head, with a minimum of 80 guests. Definitely one of the cheapest wedding receptions in the Yarra Valley, but still with good scenery and photo opportunities. And the number 5 pick of the wedding receptions in the Yarra Valley today will be the Riverstone Estate. As one of the most breathtaking wedding receptions in the Yarra Valley, it makes couples hard to say no after their first sight. And sitting on top of the mountain, you will appreciate the views across the vineyard with a panoramic view of the Yarra Valley. It's hard to not fall in love with the views at the Riverstone Estate. And not only the views, what we also love about the Riverstone Estate is it's got lots of garden for your wedding day photos and ceremony options. And also the food is simply delicious there. And for your wedding ceremony at the Riverstone Estate, you've got two options. You can either say I do on the lawn garden while enjoying a panoramic view of the Yarra Valley and the rolling hills. Also, if the weather turns out to be not so good, you can do it inside in the restaurant. And in the night, you'll be sitting in the wooden style restaurant with the balcony, and the interior is beautiful. The white interior gives you an elegant feel with a symmetrical design of the room as well as a big ceiling window. And in my opinion, Riverstone Estate is perfect for a small to medium intimate wedding given its size. Also, you will appreciate the relaxing feel on the day while traveling from spots for photo locations on a buggy cart, kindly supplied by the staffs there. And for the pricings at the Riverstone Estate, you will be looking at $1,500 for the site fee, as well as the menu and beverage fee will start from the $150 per head for the grazing, as well as $180 per head for the banquet style. And currently, for a winter wedding, they offer a specialized wedding package for the winter, starting from $120 per person with a minimum spending of $4,000. So it's definitely worth thinking about the Riverstone when you are planning your winter wedding. And next up, we've got the Yarra Station. As famous as the Pinot Noir, the Yarra Station is one of the most sought-after wedding receptions in the Yarra Valley. Set in the heart of the Yarra Valley, the Yarra Stations offer a perfect place for couples to say I do. Set amongst both modern and rustic architectures, as well as the breathtaking scenic, the Yarra Station provide their couples with endless photo opportunities on their wedding day. And during my past time shooting there, what I love about the Yarra Station is their versatile ceremony locations and great food and wine. And also, they've got a secret unique barrel hall for couples to do some location photos just in there. And for your wedding ceremony at the Yarra Station, they offer a wide range of selections of either in front of the reflective pond, the garden, or the historic barn for couples to tie their knot. And in my opinion, the lawn in front of the reflective pond is the perfect place to say I do. It's got the beautiful pond as the backdrop. Also, there's more sufficient lighting comparing to the indoor venue. And if you hold your wedding ceremony in the garden, those big trees can not only provide you guests some shade during the hot summer, also the greeneries can provide an excellent backdrop for the photos. And in the night, you'll be sitting in the spectacular stone and glass building. While enjoying the great food and wines, you can also look out to the expansive views of the Yarra Valleys. And in a photographer's point of view, the Yarra Station is a perfect wedding venue set in the Yarra Ranges that you don't want to miss. Combining both the historical Bond Chapel as well as the modern luxurious architectures, there are endless photography opportunities for you on the day. And it's also worth to mention, they house one of the most beautiful barrel halls that I've ever seen. The large spacious room together with the wine barrels provides an excellent background for some flashlight photography. And for the pricings of the Yarra Station, they offer a relatively low site fee of only $900, and they will charge $220 per person for their menu and beverages. They will offer an even 10% off for couples who are planning a winter wedding at Yarra Station. And our number 6 pick today will be the Zhongzhou Estate. As one of the wedding receptions situated within the stunning Yarra Valley, Zhongzhou is a magical place for you to get married. And during my past experience of shooting there, what I love about the Zhongzhou Estate is it's got heaps location for couples' choice on ceremony and reception. And the large venues provides endless photo opportunities. And the food there is also amazing. They serve the best Italian food and wood-fired pizza in the Yarra Valley. For the wedding ceremonies, you can choose between the architecturally designed chapel, the big barrel room, as well as on the grass in front of the vines. And to be honest, If I were you, it would have been a very hard choice deciding which building to get married in as well. The chapel's interior is simply above and beyond. With the natural color theme, together with the ceiling window, you will appreciate the minimalism feel offered by the chapel. The barrow is also very popular. The big spacious warehouse adds a rustic and industrial feel into your wedding ceremony. And during the summer, it can certainly provide you and your guests some shade as well as cool air. In the night, you and your guests will be gathered in the main restaurant, sitting around the shared tables. You'll be appreciate the authentic Italian cuisine as well as the famous wood-fired pizza. First dance at the Zozo Estate is also differentiated from the other receptions. Your first dance will be arranged outside of the restaurant, under those festoon lights. A very cool idea is to have your guests forming a circle while holding the sparklers during your first dance. Not only adds lots of romance, but also provides a breathtaking background for your first dance photos. In a wedding photographer's point of view, I think Zozo is perfect for couples who is into those modern industrial style weddings. But don't misunderstand me, Zozo's versatility in locations allow every style of wedding to be a perfect match with them. The pricing of the Zozo Estate is also quite approachable. Starting from $160 per person, there is however a minimum spending of $17,000. And during the winter, the minimum spending will drop down to $14,000. So if you are looking for a great venue, Zozo Estate is definitely worth seeking. And our number 7, also the last pick for wedding receptions in the Yarra Valley today, will be the farm at the Yarra Valley. Walking to the farm, you will appreciate how simple and rustic vibe it provides. The farm at the Yarra Valley should be the perfect wedding reception for a couple who's planning a rustic vibe weddings. Nested on 100 acres of pristine farmland, you will find the elegant farmhouse at the top of the hill that looks out to the rolling lawn, gardens and vineyard. And what I love about this wedding venue is their beautiful on-site sceneries, including the lake, the greeneries and the buildings, providing endless photo opportunities. And also, as they sort their food source directly from the local producers, they do have a mind of supporting the local Yarra Valley business. And also, they are one of the few vegan-friendly wedding receptions in the Yarra Valley. Your wedding ceremony at the farm is quite relaxing, as they offer two locations for you to choose, including the farm facade or on the hillside. Saying I do in front of the famous old farmhouse remains a more popular option for couples. Not only the old farmhouse can provide some depth and contrast to your wedding ceremony photos, you will also be appreciating the shade it provides under the trees, especially in the hot summer. Don't get me wrong though, the ceremony on the hillside is a great option as well. On the picturesque rolling hill, you'll be appreciating the greenery surrounding you, and you could also enjoy the panoramic view of the Yarra Valley. During the night, you'll be gathering with your guests in the main reception area, and there will be two long feasting tables accommodated with abundant sheer platters, creating a relaxed vibe which is exactly the couples are going for. In a wedding photographer's point of view, I think the farm is perfect wedding reception for an intimate and rustic wedding. Not only you'll be accommodated with great food and local produced beer, there are also endless photo opportunities for some wedding photography. After your wedding ceremony, we can start doing some portraits by the lake and then move over for some candid walking shots on the grassland. And for the pricings for the farm Yarra Valley, they are quite affordable in fact. With a side fee of $1,500, also the meal and beverage will start from $160 per head, with a minimum spending during the high season for $15,000. And during the winter, the price of the minimum spending will drop down to $8,000. What a bargain.
And that's all for the podcast on the top 7 Yarra Valley wedding venues. But I have to point out though, there are still many great venues out there in the Yarra Valley. And as one of the most magical places for the weddings, Yarra Valley is getting more and more popularity each year. And if you are planning your wedding at the Yarra Valley and looking for some tips from a professional wedding photographer's point of view, please get to us, send us a message, and we'll be so glad to help you. This is Mark from Tree Studio. We will see you in the next episode. Bye.